Welcome to Red Eye. It's like cold case, if by case you mean sores, that aren't as contagious as you might think, so I'm sure you'll be fine. Let's go to TV's Andy Levy for our pregame report. Andy, what's coming up on Go? Nice nodding.
Thanks, Greg. Coming up on the big show, the NSA leaker reveals himself. But is he a hero or a traitor? Or possibly a heater or a trayro? We'll have a definitive answer straight ahead. Plus, a woman uses Facebook to expose an alleged cheating husband. But is she a hero or a traitor? Or possibly a heater or a trayro? We'll have a definitive answer straight ahead. And finally, a California elementary school holds a toy gun exchange for students to turn in their play weapons. We'll take a fair and balanced look in a new segment called Today in Stupidity. Greg?
Thanks, Andy.
You betcha.
Hey, you know Bill qualifies as a trayo.
I don't follow.
Us are nice.
What?
Never mind.
Are you even talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Are we on the, is this thing on?
Go away. Let's welcome our guest while she's so smoking that Mayor Bloomberg has banned people from doing her in bars. I'm here tonight with Fox Business Network anchor Lori Rothman. Keep laughing, Lori. It's becoming. Oh, now shake your head. Now laugh some more. All right. He's so sharp that Ginsu Knives lists him as a job reference. He's a first-time guest, Reason TV producer Anthony Fisher. He just finished writing and directed a feature film called Sidewalk Traffic, which includes such red-eye stars as Tom Shalhoub and Kurt Loder. And in England, he's considered a crumpet. It's my repulsive sidekick, Bill Schultz.
Aww.
And if comedic genius were a car horn, I'd blow him during a traffic jam. Sitting right next to me is the great comedian, Jim Norton. Delight. Yes.
A-Block. The lead. That's the first story.
Why is there a child hosting this show? Oh, hey, Greg.
Should we bristle at his whistle? Well, he's the geek behind the leaks. Edward Snowden could get decades in jail for his NSA disclosures, but he has no regrets, saying his sole motive was to inform the public. The former technical assistant to the CIA and current employee of a defense contractor claims government programs gathering information on phone calls and internet traffic are wide open, like Bill, to abuse.
Any analyst at any time can target anyone, any selector anywhere. I, sitting at my desk, certainly had the authorities to wiretap anyone from you or your accountant to a federal judge to even the president if I had a personal email.
Who was that guy behind him? And why didn't he shave? The 29-year-old is hunkered down in Hong Kong, wherever that is, while the world debates if he did wrong. On Sunday, the director of the National Intelligence commended Snowden's courage.
For me, it is literally, not figuratively, literally gut-wrenching to see this happen. Transparency has a double-edged sword, in that our adversaries benefit from that same transparency. So as we speak, they are going to school and learning how we do this.
I guess he didn't commend him. My mistake. Clapper added that America should protect its secrets, quote, like this dog protects his water bowl. Oh, anyway, Jim, this is a very complicated story.
Yes.
Filled with twists and turns and all sorts of terms that I don't understand. By coming forward and whistleblowing, did he help our country or hurt it?
Greg, that is a complex question, and I'm not the man to answer it. But I will say to the government, all those times I texted transsexuals saying, I have money, come over. I was joking. I have mixed feelings on it. Like, I think you said that you did too. It's, you know, I get why they're doing it, but, and then they just say that they can't, they have to have a court order to actually access stuff, but do you really think they're going to get a court order to go down the hall and just peek?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I'm comfortable with it. That's, so basically, I just said nothing with a lot of words.
This is what I've been doing for a while, for like 7 years. I look at one side and one on the other, and then I make a decision. And then I forget everything. Lori, is he a hero or the opposite of a hero?
Oh, I think he should go to prison for this. I think the guy sounds like a martyr. Let me just step back, the disclaimer. I think this government overreach is outrageous and infuriating, horrifying, and all of this. But the way this guy went about it, if you have a gripe with your government, there's got to be a better way to go about it than just leaking, because I think it really puts our national security at risk the way he did it.
Right.
Go to Congress. You know, this PRISM, it's legal. He's got national security clearance, so what he did, even though he disagrees with the program, was illegal. So I think he is a traitor.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, it's like, I feel like he did something important, but he also broke the law, and he should have the guts then to come and face those consequences. Anthony, just because something is open to abuse, like, say, national security, these kinds of the data collection, does that mean we shouldn't do it?
Because it's open to abuse?
Yes, because it's possible that a government could take that information and use it unwisely or to hurt. Does that mean we should not do it?
Not necessarily, but I think that we should at least be having the conversation. The idea that it took a leaker to bring this conversation forth and to have people like Dianne Feinstein go, oh, we've known about this all the time. We approve it every few months. It's all right. It's all right. I'm Dianne Feinstein. Yeah. I would prefer that we, if they're going to assume these sweeping powers, we at least have the conversation first.
Yeah, and then polls show that if you do ask the American public, they're kind of okay with this if it means being safer. And they might see the distinction between what is looking at some arbitrary numbers and finding a pattern. They're probably not okay with the other stuff of actually reading things. Bill, speaking of reading, which you can't do, Snowden was living in Hawaii with his girlfriend, making $200,000 a year. You live in a cardboard box with a squirrel named Bitey, making not quite 12 grand a year. Is Snowden crazy to give up all that he had for this?
Yes, but also let's question, the fact that we're getting to know him is we're starting to get to know what kind of background you need to become somebody like this. Mm-hmm. Now this guy got out of basic training after he broke both of his legs in the army. Nothing bad about that.
Right.
He did not finish high school. Nothing bad about that. Yeah. Does it make him more qualified than me to enter NSA? Perhaps. Does it make him qualified overall? I don't know, Greg. I will also say this. I'm sick of the word whistleblower. Considering his name, I think it should be snowblower. Mm. I'm going to add that to the medium.
I've been dying to ask, who is this whistle guy? Be right back.
No, Jim, you can't do that. That's Greg's job.
I want to go back and talk about, like, Anthony. How can you be a libertarian and still be willing to change your tactics in terms of security to fight a new enemy? This is what I'm running into, is that I don't think a libertarian of the 1980s is equipped, I guess, to have this debate yet.
Well, there's capital L libertarians who are, you know, believe in a utopian society that may or may not include roads. And then there are people like myself and my colleagues who prefer small L libertarian, which believe in a form of government and even a form of taxation, maybe a social safety net, but to, whenever possible, restrict the sweeping powers that a federal government might take, and also limit the temptation to use the apparatus that government has at their disposal that they may not want to have any oversight over.
Could I add one more to that list? Mm-hmm. There's a third, and it's called a fibertarian. Now, a fibertarian is someone who says they're a libertarian in New York cocktail parties so they don't have to say they're Republican. And that is the third one that we need to take a look at, I think, sometimes.
Okay, you know what drives me nuts?
Yeah.
I guess I'll talk to you since you said
You're talking
people
to
who are,
I know
one,
I drive you
who are one way under the power of one party and then change when it's somebody else. So they would have been for, let me finish. They would have been for the NSA tactics under Bush, but under Obama, they aren't. Or they would be against it under Bush and for it under Obama.
Well, let's look at the timing, Greg. We're just coming out of the IRS scandal, the whole DOJ phone records grab. So this whole discussion about our freedom, civil liberties versus tracking down and stopping terrorists is on the front burner right now. And then this whole thing with the NSA comes out. I mean, the timing is just kind of unfortunate. Maybe this guy, this Snowden guy, was trying to, you know, ride the wave here and get some attention. I don't know.
What do you think, Jim?
Greg, it sounds like a medley of partisan politics to me.
I think we need common sense solutions.
Yes, I think so. But you know what? Go.
Yeah. Well, Ben Franklin said something like, he who will sacrifice liberty for safety deserves neither. Mm-hmm. And then he discovered electricity, which is causing us to lose all of our liberties. You gotta love Ben Franklin.
That's a very point.
I just thought of that right here, and I was afraid I would say it backwards, but I didn't.
No, you did it. You did a very good job.
Attaboy, Jimbo.
What do you think? You watched The Wire.
Yes, I loved my favorite show ever.
So David Simon says that...
Who's he?
He's the guy who created it. He says that you shouldn't be upset about NSA surveillance because we just don't understand how it works. It sounds arrogant, but I do think, you know, he was a crime reporter. He knows how this stuff is worked. And I do think that the more people keep calling this spying, the less they actually know about it. I don't know.
That's true. And Robert Blake played Beretta, but I'm not interested in his thoughts on this.
I kind of am. Every time he talks, I listen.
That's true, because you think he might kill you.
Yeah, yeah. Rarely will he say anything without having something sleeveless on and a cowboy hat.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And perhaps a bird.
Yes. Yes.
That's true.
Yes. And an empty chair across from him at dinner.
Yeah. I can't remember if you answered the question.
No, I didn't. I just because I think it's a great point, but again, I just don't know enough about it. I mean, I don't know how I feel about it yet.
I don't know.
Well, I heard a good point on Friday, but I hesitate to say the guy's name, so I'll just say it rhymes with Bill Maher.
Yeah.
But he said that the big thing that makes him flip from, you know, wanting our privacy to be protected is one word, nukes.
Yeah.
The fact that that has been brought onto the table, and the fact that someone can bring something about roughly this size into a major city and decimate it, that does kind of change the game a little bit. And notice I said change the game rather than game changer, because I believe that's a banned word.
Yeah. No, but this is okay. This is where I don't agree with almost anything Bill Maher says, but I'm with him on this. This is a different kind of villain. This villain is not interested in winning a war. They're interested in destroying the world.
It's not a war.
It's part of a radical, a radical belief that we are wrong and they're going to go to heaven if they kill us all. You can't. And they're not interested even in flying planes into buildings anymore. They want a dirty bomb.
I mean, isn't it damaging enough to sort of put out there how we go about finding these terrorists? You know where I'm going with it. I think it was the Mukasey op-ed in the Wall Street Journal here. So, you know, it just.
Lori, none of us read that.
Yes.
Yeah. So do not assume.
No, yeah, you guys sent it.
I actually did read that. And
the gist of
Mukasey's op-ed was that unless we become East Germany and we have a citizen spying on every other citizen, the terrorists win.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And I don't really think
that's...
And
if you're worried about your phone calls and emails being zeroed in by the government, I think we should just step it up and everybody should put in outrageous, inappropriate emails so we just sort of dilute all the ones that you're a little bit confused.
Ding, 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 ding.
Believe me, if they tap my text, they're going to be like, why is this guy sending pictures of a grain silo all the time?
Well, you said,
most of the time it's collapsed. But
oh, my goodness. All right, from spying to prying, do we have a handle on the IRS scandal? Or is it worth more hay than the NSA? Well, Elijah Cummings says enough is enough. The top Dem on the House Oversight Committee says he's convinced they've learned everything they need to about the IRS targeting of Tea Party and conservative groups. On Sunday, a day of the week, Cummings told something called CNN that based upon everything he's seen, the case is solved, and that if it were him, he would wrap this case up and move on.
Based upon everything I've seen, the case is solved. And if it were me, I would wrap this case up and move on.
But not so fast. Not so fasters. Here's Fox News contributor Bill Kristol explaining why Republicans should concentrate more on the IRS.
Honestly, I think conservatives and Republicans would make a huge mistake. I think it's mischaracterizing what's happening. They're getting a lot of data because they don't want to have to go to Verizon and AT&T and everyone else each time they get a phone number, but they're not allowed to go into that data until they have a particular warrant signed off on by a judge with some cause to suspect a foreigner of terrorism. That is totally different from the IRS abuses, which I think are very serious, and I think it's very important for conservatives and Republicans to make that distinction.
And the chair of the Oversight Committee, Republican Daryl Issa, says he strongly disagrees with Cummings and that his extreme and reckless assertions are a signal that his true motivation is stopping needed congressional oversight. Yeah, he said that. Meanwhile, I understand there's been a development in the water bowl situation. Just be patient, Tiger. In like 3 months, you're going to be able to eat the dog.
Yeah, forget about what's in the bowl.
Don't worry about it. You have no idea what's in store for you, thanks to Mother Nature. Anthony, is this a cheap political ploy from Cummings or a cheap political ploy from Cummings?
Yes. It's really unsurprising that, I mean, Daryl Issa has never met a probe he didn't love. And Elijah Cummings, I believe, was one of a select few who voted against censuring Charlie Rangel for not paying taxes.
Yes.
So it's not really surprising that he's kind of says, there's nothing to see here, let's move on.
Yeah. All right, Jim, does Bill Kristol have a point? The IRS scandal is worse than the NSA one? I'd say yes, but I'm never wrong.
Well, no, I agree completely with him, and this is what a phony I am. I was actually making those points in the green room, forgetting I had read it from here. Trying to sound smart in the green room. I'm like, well, I have to make a distinction. People are like, we saw the same thing you did.
It seems like the most basic distinction, and it makes total sense to me, Lori. Have you even understood a word I've said tonight?
I'm trying to tune you out as best I can, but unfortunately. So wait, what do you want me to comment on or anything at all?
She was tuning you out.
She was. Yes. What were you at? Okay, I want you to comment on what you were thinking while we were talking. So what were you thinking about?
Well, I saw the dog bowl, and I was trying to remember if I reminded my babysitter to feed the dogs, because obviously I'm at work late tonight to join you.
Yeah. You didn't think about your kids.
Well, no,
but you thought about your dog.
Well, they can kind of help themselves.
How old are your children?
6 and 4.
All right. So you just let them roam the
forage
streets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I think what we've learned here is that you deserve the answers to the questions you give, Greg.
I know.
You asked something and you got it.
You're honest. I could have just made something.
No, I appreciate your honesty.
Wait, let me comment on the IRS. I don't think the scandal is solved. I think the thing was big, intimidating, and political before the scandal broke. And so regardless of whether or not we know, see, now you're zoning out. You're looking over.
Greg, what are you thinking about? What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about what I was going to say, which is what 90% of everybody on talk shows do when somebody else
you're
is talking.
You're not listening, you're thinking of how you're going to react.
Yes, exactly.
You're such a fake.
I am a fake.
Yeah.
Well, continue.
The challenge is reforming it, because we all hate the IRS.
Yes.
It's scary, it's intimidating, and we know it's politicized. So regardless of where the targeting came from, whether it was Ohio or Washington, it's happening.
I would agree, but I think that Bill Kristol's a little off base by suggesting that the IRS is politicized, but it's impossible that the NSA could possibly become politicized, or any intelligence agency.
That's a great point. The only the difference being that IRS is already there, and we see it, and there was a way to catch it, I guess, or accidentally by sending an email, apparently an errant email, and that could happen with the NSA. It hasn't happened, and that's why we have to figure out how to prevent that abuse. Speaking of abuse, Bill, you have no income and you don't have a computer, so this entire block has been meaningless to you.
Yeah, it has been, but so is my life. All right, this block is a microcosm, and I will say this. Oh, thanks, Jim. It's always got my back. I will say this, I think we need to focus more on the NSA, just for no other reason than I hate Verizon. And secondly, when Bill Kristol does speak, I believe we should listen to him, and I'll tell you why. Because he looks like a man who wears a captain's cap on the weekends.
He does!
And any guy who does that should be trusted. A little double-breasted blazer, you know, he probably opens yachts with a bottle of champagne. That's my guy.
Christening yachts.
Christening, thank you.
You know what champagne he drinks?
Kristol.
Oh. You know, I think I should be shot for that.
Not at all.
What is Snarky Guy in all of this?
Well, Snarky Guy has an opinion.
Yes.
The NSA, apparently it stands for National Secrets Association.
No, I believe that's what it stands for. No, I think we need to close up that expression.
Would you like to know what the IRS stands for?
No, what?
It's really shady.
I love Snarky Guy.
The great thing about Snarky Guy is, like, you like what he has to say, but you kind of want to hit him.
Yeah, that's the whole point of Snarky Guy.
It's like, do I agree with you or want to brain you in a bedpan?
Any other words from Snarky Guy?
No, just those two gems.
All right. Coming up, where should you invest your money? Well, Lori Rothman discusses her new book, I Get Stock Tips from a Friendly Raccoon That Lives in My Backyard.
Aww.
Is he really trustworthy, Lori? I have my doubts. You don't even bother fighting back. But first, does Facebook keep marriages honest? I'd say no, but then again, I say no a lot for no good reason. There, I did it again. Was it her place to reveal his bad faith? Well, last week, a woman posted a Facebook photo of a man who was loudly and allegedly, Jim, bragging about his infidelities on her 2-hour ride home. Since then, the This Is Your Husband picture, seen here, fantastic, has been shared over 27,000 times. Bill, that's 27,000 times. The woman, who only gives her first name Stephanie, says she received mountains of positive emails since she first lambasted or basted.
I think it's both.
That could be the Lothario. She tells Salon, which is a blog or something, I just thought he was such a pig. I was just so fed up with the 2-hour train ride and listening to this person be so vulgar. Meanwhile, one of the women scorned just posted this video of her preparing the dude's dinner for the evening.
Oh, no. Oh shit. Oh.
Did you just show a dead rabbit?
He was alive. I've seen the whole tape.
There's more?
Yes, with the Japanese couple.
Wait, it doesn't squirm, though.
He's very...
Okay, I've just been told it's a rabbit taking a mud bath, and the rabbit's fine.
And he loves it.
All right, that just threw me for a loop. Boy, I was like, what? You guys have to get better films.
Lori, video.
As fond of you as you are of saying you go, girl, isn't this more intrusive than the NSA?
Oh, for sure.
It is.
Oh, I think this woman should have totally minded her own business, because everybody knows that guy was totally fibbing, kind of like boosting his extracurricular activities, totally full of it. And so all she did is cause this whole like ruckus at home now, when really the guy wasn't even doing anything except for bragging.
Mm-hmm. And he could have been lying.
I mean, lying. Like just having a loud mouth.
Yes.
Being a jerk.
But maybe he deserved
it. He was being a jerk.
He was being a jerk. Now you've changed your mind. Now you think he deserves it.
No, he deserves the hassle he's going to get on the home front, but he probably wasn't messing around. He was probably just boasting or, fibbing.
Jim?
Am I making any sense?
Yeah, he's a fibbertarian, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you're a fibbertarian.
Yes.
Jim, you agree with her, don't you?
Hate her. Hate her. I'll tell you why I hate her. Because now this coward is she wants anonymity.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to give her real name. She wants to out this guy. And she doesn't even have tape of it. And so what if he was being loud on... First of all, if you're on a train, what would you rather hear somebody talking about? You ever hear someone on a business conversation? Yeah, we got to get 300 units. Blah, blah. Or I'd rather hear this guy. Yeah, it was me. The donkey laughed. We were. This woman's a prude and she sucks. And I can't wait until the public has to deal with Google Glasses and all of your privacy is violated, because everyone cries about privacy, but you can't wait to violate each other's. And so this guy did not have a reasonable expectation of privacy like he would in his own house. But he didn't expect to be put on blast on the internet.
Exactly. Good point.
So this woman stinks.
This woman, in a way, is like our government, who can take our privacy, but then we can't take hers.
Absolutely. Mm. Sounds like a one-sided deal to me, Greg.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and I'm glad you agree with me on that. Anthony, what is this invasion of privacy rank? Is it as close? Is it like the NSA, or is it worse?
It's probably worse, because he's just as soon as she put this on Facebook, he's, forget about trial, he's death penalty.
Yes,
all right?
Yeah.
It's over, all right? Yeah. He has, to be accused of something like this in a public forum is to be guilty and then to suffer. Like,
yeah.
She could have just walked over and said, "You're being loud, can you please quiet down?" You know, this was just, I had heard a couple of years ago that this was the new era of civility, but she just decided to go straight for the jugular and destroy this guy's life with no recourse.
Yeah, and you know, the internet operates on faux outrage. It's like everybody likes to get to, it's like this is one area where bullying is okay. Oh, that guy's a jerk, they all pile in and destroy him. Bill, you sleep right by the subway tracks. Yes. Have you ever encountered anything like this?
All the time, that's why I have such, I'm of two minds of this. Because I'm schizophrenic, but also because this woman, what she did on the surface is terrible. What she's done to this guy, exactly, judge, jury, executioner, he's screwed. But we've all been on this train, and I don't care what he's talking about. The guy was talking loudly for 2 hours. So part of me wants to see him get his just desserts. I think if she really wanted to shut him up, she just slept with him. Clearly, he would have been up for it.
Wow, that's a beautiful ending
to a
strange story.
Thank
we have created a legion of finks.
Yes.
That's what we have, a legion of finks, a nation of finks.
We have, and Pacino said it best in Scent of a Woman, how they were praising the rats and throwing the guy who told the truth out. We love a good snitch.
Yeah.
A country of tattletale. That should be Uncle Sam's face. No more tough pointing. So that's where we are, a country of that.
You can't spank your kid at Walmart. Somebody will take a picture of that. I know.
Oh, because I wish you could spank your kids, believe me. I want to. On
are you scared of spanking
We're
your
still
kids?
On.
Honestly, you know, it's, do I, wait, what? No, I'm trying hard to think of the right thing, but no, I mean, it's tough. You're frustrated. It's hard to stay calm and think reasonably and come up with a clever punishment using your, you know...
Words.
Yes, and your gestures.
Thank you. Kids?
I do.
Okay, well, maybe we should. You could give me some tips. Need it.
Well, that's lovely. She doesn't spank her kids because she is afraid of what?
But I got whooped. I mean, with the belt and, you know, and I think that helped me.
Your parents could be watching.
They probably are.
It's on earlier.
Right, right.
All right.
All right.
Well, my mother was a child bride, so that's okay.
No, continue.
She had an excuse.
I learned so much from Lori Rothman that I can't seem to get rid of. Coming up, what do recent domestic statistics tell us about core service inflation and long-term inflation expectations? And how does that relate to the unemployment gap both here and abroad? Not doing that story.
Come on.
Instead, when will One Direction's new fragrance be available? The story President Obama doesn't want you to hear. Was it a fair trade, or did kids get played? Well, a California school, yes, they have them there, recently sponsored a toy gun buyback, offering students a chance to swap their play pistols for a free book, just what little boys love, and a raffle ticket to win a bike. Says the principal of Strawbridge Elementary, quote, playing with toy guns, saying I'm going to shoot you desensitizes them, so as they get older, it's easier for them to use a real gun. I guess there's science to back that up somewhere. We couldn't find it. Discuss.
Lightning round. Lightning round.
Hey, Jim. So bright plastic toys desensitize kids to deadly weapons. Was this true in your life with any particular toy? Or
I would play army like every other boy of my age, holding a branch or whatnot, Greg. Yes. But I don't know if it desensitized me. That's all I have on that, except to say that I think it's good that now we're going to take the guns and teach them that you can sell them for profit. But idiots, how about you just teach a kid, give me that. You can't play with it anymore.
Yeah.
You have to buy it back from the little brat. That's preparing him for life. His boss is going to say that.
Yeah.
Now, if you do this, I'll give you this. You do what you're told, rotten kid.
You're going to be a great dad.
Yes.
Lori, you have brought children onto this planet. I see no reason why you would do such a thing. But,
Well, as long as they don't turn out like you.
Lori! Take it back!
He's being mean to you. I took it this whole way so far.
I didn't even hear what you said.
Yes. What do you make of this whole program?
No, so I go both ways on the story.
Not only that.
Because, at first blush, I'm like, oh, it really annoys me when grown-ups try and, like, you know, put their politics on kids. Like, just arm them, get it with the information, let them decide when they blah, blah, blah.
Well, but that's bubbly writing.
There are all of these kids that have these accidents, and let's face it, they're young, they don't get handling guns, they don't have dexterity, and you hear about these tragic accidents all the time. So maybe, you know, taking the guns away isn't a terrible thing.
Anthony, as a kid growing up, do you remember holding a Nerf gun and thinking this is great training for when I get the real thing?
Absolutely. I even remember thinking, I was like, this is like a gateway drug. It's not too far from here to wanton murder.
Yeah, exactly. I was the same way. Bill, as an expert in child psychology, what should children play with instead?
Thank you, Greg. As a child, I did lots of things repeatedly that desensitized me in big ways. Guns were not one of them. My mom gave me a veritable arsenal. And I was one of those last kids where we didn't even have the red dot at the end. It just looked like a gun. And my mom gave me these guns because she was a tomboy. And when she was little, she had a gun. And back then, they were actual guns. The only thing that was the difference between them and toys was that there were no bullets in them. And I was fine. But here's the thing. What are they giving them? They're giving them bikes. How many times did you get injured with a gun when you were a kid, a toy gun? And how many times did you get injured on a bike? My scars have scars from bikes, Greg. Mm-hmm. I never learned the two-wheel thing, and I never will.
Good for you.
Oh. Yeah. Snarky guy doesn't like what Bill said.
Snarky guy.
What does Snarky guy feel?
What's done more damage in this country, guns or bikes? Next case.
Nicely done. I like the eye movement of Snarky.
I don't like what he's doing with his lips. It bothers me.
I am hypnotized by his eyes. All right. In an effort to draw more customers during afternoon hours, which is quite a goal, Dunkin' Donuts is planning to become more like Starbucks.
Ugh.
Stores will be redesigned to be more inviting with earth tones, comfortable seating, and jazz music, just like my apartment, Lori, which you'll find out soon.
I will never know.
No.
Never.
Oh, well, you're
gone. Not a chance.
I've been working so hard on this. The company CEO says, quote, we just don't want Bill Schultz loitering in front of our stores and urinating.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that was actually in the article. I couldn't believe they put it in there.
I guess I'm famous.
Yeah, it was in Christian Science Monitor, too.
Oh, yes. SSM.
Anthony, won't this ruin the charm of Dunkin' Donuts, which is the fact that it is not inviting?
Absolutely. Dunkin' Donuts is where you get your $3 coffee and your trans fat infused Boston cream donut. You don't sit at a Dunkin' Donuts listening to Nora Jones pretending to write a screenplay.
Yeah. Although, imagine if that did happen in Dunkin' Donuts, it would be fantastic. You know what I hate about Dunkin' Donuts? People ordering sandwiches. That is not what it's there. It's a donut place. So you sit there, you get behind somebody that's making like a big, like kind of like ham and
those are good though.
Yeah.
They are good.
Go to a place that has them made. Don't do it at Dunkin' Donuts. It's
four.
Now I'm going to do four of them.
Jim, mm-hmm. Do you think this will work?
I like a nice jazzy vibe, Greg.
Yes, you do.
Perhaps after you take a young lady out for dinner and then you say, why don't we grab a cruller and a cup of coffee, we kick our feet up, watch that man vomit in the corner.
Yeah.
Terrible idea.
I
must be a cheap date. I love that.
What? You like Dunkin'? Well, I love Dunkin' Donuts, but but I don't hang out. I don't hang out anywhere. I just am a lonely man.
Mm. Sorry.
Well, is this you work for a business channel?
I know, which
I think it's called FBN.
Yes. 1:00 p.m. Eastern. Watch once in a while.
I will. Stop plugging. From a business point of view, is this a good move?
No. What they need to do is either expand the menu and offer lunch or dinner items, or they need to cost cut. And they're all over the place. They're just proliferated, so they have to sort of downsize their locations.
I would love to see what dinner's like at Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like four ingredients that they can just sort of if it's bacon, egg, and cheese, they can just put it on, I don't know, a tortilla.
They should make, like donut potatoes. Everything is a donut, but like
who's doing the donut sandwich now?
Fred. Which Dunkin' Donuts are you talking about?
Is it Dunkin' Donuts Fred or is it Krispy Kreme? One of them is doing
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
How could they? What could they possibly serve for dinner that's like less nutritious?
Exactly.
Here's a pack of cigarettes with a shoe on it. Enjoy. Have a donut for dessert.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I've tried it. It's not a seller.
They fill the shoe up with some kind of just like noxious fluid from Bill. Last question to you, Bill. How will this impact the average coffee consumer?
Well, I'll tell you, I can speak for two right now. One of the few things that I have to look forward to in my otherwise miserable life is on the odd occasion when Lori and I will go out and get coffee. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we go to Starbucks, and sometimes we go to Dunkin' Donuts. And I, for one, see no difference because in both cases, she will flash the barista so that we may get free coffee. It is exactly the same.
Really?
Yes.
You do that,
so
Lori?
The prices are the same. Thank you for that, by the way.
Taking one for the team.
Yes.
Fantastic.
The entire team that loves it. They all clap when she comes in.
Things we learn. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something. Meanwhile, The Joy of Hate, Amazon.com, autographed copy, ggutfeld.com. Check it out. You will be happy if you purchase this book. You will be unhappy if you don't. In boy band fragrance news, it's big. One Direction has launched a perfume called Our Moment. The name is a reference to one of their songs, but you knew that already, Jim.
Yes.
A bottle will cost $55. The scent is described as sparkling and juicy with splashes of fresh fruit and infused with undertones of warm musk, i.e. Lou Dobbs.
Absolutely.
That's exactly how Lou Dobbs smells. When he walks down the corridor, people just like pass out in ecstasy. I've seen it happen. Anthony, are you excited by this? I love any new fragrance, especially if it's a boy band.
Yeah, I'm so excited by this. And just looking at these guys, I'm trying to figure out which one is the tough one.
Yes.
There's usually one. Mm-hmm. And I gotta say, we're talking. I've got two daughters, and I'm probably more looking forward to having the talk than having to go to escort them to a boy band concert.
How old are they?
My oldest one is 3.5.
Oh, yeah. So they actually, there'll be something that will come along after this that she will,
yes.
It'll be like a combination of Bieber and One Direction. They'll be like 8-year-old boys because they keep getting younger and smoother for some reason, Lori. Will you buy this for yourself or your children?
Listen, you can make fun of it all you want, but they're talking about $120 million in sales right off the bat for this thing. So this is what all of these crazy Pop-Tarts are doing. It's money hand over fist, easy. All they have to do is sign, seal, and deliver it, and they're good to go.
From what I've read, they like a lot of things hand over fist.
Bill, there's no
I'm talking about their portfolio of stocks, Greg.
Bill, you make me sick.
I make me not sick.
A young, talented group like One Direction, Jim. You celebrate their entire catalog. You actually follow them on tour.
I certainly do. I go from show to show,
yes.
And I try to get all the girls all psyched up. Like, come on, gals, we're doing the hit.
And you basically stand in the front row off to the right, just staring at them throughout the entire show.
I do. it. I point and I wink at the one I think should cheer the loudest, and they cheer. And I think this is just a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 100% behind it. The advertising campaign is great too. It couldn't possibly stink as much as our music. It doesn't say that. I don't want to get sued.
Snarky Guy would have liked that joke. You shouldn't say that for Snarky Guy.
You know, I almost did it. I'm like, I don't want to run Snarky Guy into the ground.
Yes.
You know, because I don't want snarky people to go like, oh, him again.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. Why don't you just overuse me?
Well, see, Red Eye is known for overusing jokes.
Yeah, we do that.
Yes.
I say we, like, I'm getting paid. I'm not.
Bill, you've been writing letters to Harry for a free bottle.
Mm.
Hasn't he responded yet?
No. I've also asked Harry for some of his hair. Nothing. I would like a lock. The thing that bothers me about this boy band is they're different than the ones that I grew up with like the over-gelled, huge, almost Vanilla Ice type hair and the rat tails and stuff like that. These guys had my look. They had the, I'm not showering, I just got out of bed, and I'm angry and sour and I'm pouting look. I rocked that all through high school and no girl would talk to me, and now it is the thing. Look at them, none of them had taken a shower today. You know they all stink. I was that guy, no girl would talk to me. I'm that guy now, no girl would talk to me. Where's my direction? I have none.
You don't have any direction.
My direction sucks.
But your lack of direction actually is a direction.
Is it endearing?
It has.
Okay.
No,
I didn't lack say of a direction.
I didn't say it was endearing.
Is it deering?
No.
Is it a ring?
I don't know. We're going to take a break
I don't
now.
Know where I am right now.
Neither do I. Do you have a comment on the show? Email us. It's redeye@foxnews.com. And do you have a video of your animal doing something? Something clean, not weird. But something exciting or fun.
Because Dead Bunny wasn't weird at all.
That was a bunny taking a mud bath.
Have you ever even seen that?
According to the producer, that was a bunny taking a mud bath.
It's horrifying.
You just didn't watch it at my
house. Yeah, I know. It was just a strange thing, and I regret it. All right, go to foxnews.com. /redeye. Click on submit a video. We might use it. No more bunnies taking a mud bath. Coming up, the post-game wrap-up from TV's Andy Levy. Here's our bunny in a mud bath.
Tonight's post-game wrap-up is sponsored by Toe Wrestling, that sport in which opponents link toes and attempt to pin another person's foot for 3 seconds. Thanks, Toe Wrestling.
A brand new Red Eye returns tomorrow. Guests include Brooke Goldstein and Tom Shalhoub. All right. TV's Andy Levy for the post-game wrap-up.
Thanks, Greg. NSA stuff. First of all, I can't believe Chris Hayes was a leaker. So weird.
They do look alike, I must say.
They look a lot alike.
Yeah. Well, it's the rise of the beta male, Andy. They're taking over.
Is that what's going on?
Yes, they're taking over. Us alpha males, we're dead.
Are we?
I'm talking about me and Bill.
Yeah, okay. Kind of glad to be left out of that group.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lori, you said you think Snowden should go to prison for this, that if you have a gripe with the government, there has to be a better way than leaking. Do you feel the same way about Deep Throat, the Woodward and Bernstein informant?
Oh, that's an interesting comparison. I just think under the law, like Deep Throat didn't have national security clearance, kind of juggling right now. That's a little bit of a curveball. But I don't disagree with what he did. Did he have, did he?
Okay. Well, he was head of the FBI.
I was actually born during Watergate, just so you know. So.
During the hearings?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
It was a Waterbird.
You were a Watergate baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of those.
So, I'm not saying I disagree with what Snowden did. I'm just saying that under the law, because he had national security clearance and because the PRISM thing itself, because the PRISM thing itself is legal, that he broke the law. But what Nixon was doing was illegal, right?
That was a very good answer.
Fair
point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Whew.
Jim, did you have any idea that this story would come out when you wrote your book, Secrets Are for the Birds?
I did, Andy. But I spelled it B-O-I-D-S, Boyds. I figured that would give it like a, homier city feeling.
Sure, it makes it timeless, I think.
Yeah, no. But I always think secrets were meant to be told.
Uh-huh, okay. Anthony, you talked about the idea that we should have the notion that we have to have a leaker to force a conversation on this. I love Jay Carney on Monday said this is not the way President Obama wanted to have a debate about this. Clearly, he didn't want to have a debate about it at all.
Nope, I don't. I wish somebody had asked the follow-up to Carney. What would the president like to have been
mode of facilitating this conversation.
Yeah.
If a NBA star had come out of the closet as a leaker, then he would have had
ooh.
It.
Okay.
That made no sense.
No, it didn't.
I was trying to just
would
run
make
with
a good
it.
Ad for Depends, though.
Yes.
Greg, you talked about how it bugs you when people aren't consistent on things like this, depending on which party is in power. A Pew poll that came out on Monday pointed out in 2006, 75% of Republicans favored NSA surveillance programs. Now it's 52%.
Yes.
For Dems in 2006, 61% thought these programs were unacceptable. Now 64% think they're acceptable.
There you go.
So you're exactly right.
Thank you. Yep. Send me that stuff. I want to use it on the 5 tomorrow.
I did send it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Greg, I want to ask you about that. You asked if you can be a libertarian and change your tactics to fight an enemy. Here's kind of how I look at it. If you're saying you're okay with the government intrusion into Americans' privacy to keep us safe, you're agreeing with what President Obama said about gun control after Sandy Hook. If there's even one thing we can do, if there's just one life we can save, we've got an obligation to try.
Okay, but the one thing that I'm talking about is a dirty bomb or a nuclear attack. And I think that you only have to be right once to destroy humanity or millions of people, which is different than a gun tragedy, which is still a tragedy, but we're not talking about thousands and thousands and perhaps millions of people. Does that make sense?
So it's a different in degree for you?
Yes, I guess so.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's somebody who wants to destroy the world. Okay. Imagine if it was a monstrous space alien, Andy.
And we
had to fight that monstrous space alien. Mm. We have to amend our techniques.
Mm.
Well, if you've seen the trailer for Pacific Rim, you know that we need to make robots of comparable size to fight the giant alien.
Or either that or Will Smith.
Yes.
IRS stuff. Lori, you said you don't think the scandal is solved, that the challenge is going to be reforming the IRS. Want to bet money it doesn't get reformed?
No, because unfortunately I believe you're correct.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh.
Wow.
Touche.
Zinger.
Yeah. Anthony, thank you for pointing out this sort of conservative disconnect between thinking agencies like the IRS can be politicized, but agencies like the NSA can't be, because Martin Luther King, John Lennon, etc., were never spied on by the government for their political beliefs.
Yes, you're right, and you're welcome.
I like both those phrases. A woman uses Facebook to expose a cheating husband. Jim, I'm with you. This woman stinks. She says she's unaccustomed to internet fame. She says, quote, "I keep things kind of private."
Yeah. Of course she does, because her privacy is valued. Again, this guy was probably an ass, but she could have just went to another car.
But let me also say this. She didn't post video or audio of him saying anything. We only have her word that he was bragging about cheating on his wife. Otherwise, for all we know, this is some guy she snapped a picture of.
This reminds me of the courtroom scene in Godfather 2. Remember that one?
Thank you.
That was in the olive oil business. Nobody knows what the truth is.
So true.
On the other hand, when people are talking loudly on a train, I think it should be legal to tase them and then throw them off, regardless of how fast the train is going.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm a loud train talker, I admit it.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, that's because of the cocktail bar.
The bar car.
Many times I've walked up to a gang of toughs and shushed them.
Have you?
You're disturbing these people. No, of course not.
Because I could see you do that.
No, I push my girlfriend over. I'm like, entertain these guys. Talk to them.
I'm done.
Are you really, Andy?
Yes, I am.
Special thanks to Lori Rothman, always a pleasure. Bill Schultz, Anthony Fisher, good job. Nice first time in the great Jim Norton. Where are you going to be, Jim?
Tomorrow night I'm interviewing Black Sabbath live because their record comes out 13 tomorrow.
On Open, Anthony?
Yeah, but no, at a town hall. We'll be on Sirius, we'll be on YouTube and Google.
Bye.